To assess the clinical effectiveness of angiography and transcatheter intervention in patients suspected of visceral artery pseudoaneurysm complicating pancreatitis and pancreatic surgery. A total of 51 patients who underwent mesocentric angiography for a suspected visceral artery pseudoaneurysm following pancreatitis or pancreatic surgery from 1978 to 2010 were included in this study. There were 39 men and 12 women. The mean age was 66 years at the time of the angiography. Data on patients' demographics, medical history, angiographic findings, treatment, and outcomes were recorded. Of these 51 patients, 27 had acute pancreatitis, 22 had pancreatic cancer, and 2 experienced pancreatic trauma. Embolization was performed for patients with a pseudoaneurysm. One patient was treated with a stent graft. The technical success rate of the intervention, the 24-hour and 30-day re-bleeding rates, and the 24-hour and 30-day mortality rates were calculated. A multivariate analysis was performed to determine the factors associated with survival following angiography. Of the 51 patients studied, 23 had a visceral artery pseudoaneurysm involving the gastroduodenal, 7 patients, hepatic, 5 patients, splenic, 5 patients, and other arteries, 7 patients. The technical success rate of the intervention was 100%. The requirement of a large number of blood products prior to angiography was associated with poor outcome. Embolization was highly effective in treating a pseudoaneurysm complicating pancreatitis and pancreatic surgery. The hemodynamic status at the time of angiography determines overall survival.